Two and Two of Four. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Heat by Ida B. It was hot in the room. Outside, it was bright sunshine, but the curtains were drawn, creating a soft light inside the bedroom. The sun scorched against the window, turning the room into a sauna. The sweat ran between our bodies and down onto the sheet, sticking it to us. I lay halfway inside her, one arm behind her neck, and the hand around her soft shoulder, as if to hold her down. But it wasn't necessary. She breathed heavily, struggling weakly. I knew she was enjoying the treatment she was getting. Our naked bodies steamed. My mouth and hands sought out and played with her heavy, soft breasts and her stiff nipples. I shifted position, letting my face bathe in her lush, ripe, sweaty body. On the way down towards her tummy, buried my face in all of that delicious softness, the slightly rounded belly, the deep navel, the salty taste of sweat lent spice to my tongue, added spice to my expectations. I was laying with my head on her belly, observing the man between my wife's gorgeous rounded thighs, who held her from beneath and lifted her up, drinking greedily from her sex as if from a cup. He raised his head, his face shining with a combination of sweat and her juices. It was wonderful. Her heavy breathing transformed into juddering groans. Her body trembled, her hips lifted further towards his face. I knew her, knew that she wanted him to give more. I caught his eye, he understood my look, and one of his hands found its way forward, slowly sliding a finger inside her. He was experienced. He found her immediately, and orgasm shot through my darling. I knew how he would feel the contraction, all that pumping, animated deliciousness around his playful finger. It was as if I was there myself. I knew that if he stopped playing, just kept still inside her, just filled her up, her orgasms would continue as long as he stayed there. "You want to watch another man taking me?" she'd said once, a long while back. I hadn't answered, hadn't dared to answer, but my silence was enough confirmation in itself, and we both knew it.